I don't understand what they're talking about, and I really feel for them and empathize with them. Because each time they lose elections, they resort to desperate measures, desperate means of getting attention, and so on and so forth. But they need to get over it and realize that, you know, they don't call the shots anymore, especially in the international community. They have been alienated. The international community feels that the MDC has let them down as far as the regime change agenda in Zimbabwe is concerned. That in fact, they are bitter with the MDC and the civil organization affiliates for abusing funds that were meant for regime change in Zimbabwe and using for personal purposes. So the international community is fast awakening to the reality that President Mugabe is the legitimate leader in Zimbabwe, and they must, you know, reach out to him if they want to maximize on the economic opportunities that exist in Zimbabwe. And that is why we've seen the different delegations from all over the world coming into Zimbabwe, engaging with President Mugabe over the last few weeks. The realization is there, and it's a realization that must now dawn on the MDC.
But some of the issues that the MDC is raising, like the issue of aligning the country's laws to the new constitution, judicial reform and media reform, what is the sticking point? Why is this not happening? Because ZANU-PF has also promised to do that.
They're talking nonsense, absolute nonsense. We have a commitment under the government of President Robert Mugabe to align every piece of legislation with the new constitution. And that is something that the government of President Mugabe is presently seized with. It's just a matter, I think, of diverting attention and of raising issues that are non-issues, issues that are not bread and butter issues. Our main preoccupation as far as President Mugabe's government is concerned is to deal with, you know, issues that matter, Zimbabwe assets. And that's why you've seen the efforts that you've seen over the last few weeks. And that's why you've seen the Russians coming into Zimbabwe investing billions of dollars towards value addition and beneficiation. And that's why you've seen what you've seen, the British even coming into Zimbabwe over the last few days. That is our focus. And we will continue with that. We will not be diverted and will not be forced by anybody to abandon that mission. We feel it is the right thing to do. And it is something that we must do to improve the welfare of the Zimbabwean people.